A reading from St. Luke, chapter 7, verse 24. When John's messengers had gone, Jesus began to talk to the people about John. "What did you go out into the desert to see? A reed swaying in the breeze? No. Then what did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? Look, those who go in magnificent clothes and live luxuriously are to be found at royal courts. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and much more than a prophet. He is the one of whom the scripture says, 'Look, I'm going to send my messenger in front of you to prepare your way before you.' I tell you, of all the children born to women, there is no one greater than John. Yet the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he." All the people who heard him, and the tax collectors too, acknowledged God's saving justice by accepting baptism from John. But by refusing baptism from him, Pharisees and the lawyers thwarted God's plan for them. This is the word of the Lord. I imagine all of us have been in a group at some stage or other, and after someone has left the group, then the discussion goes on about that person. It happens in our own day, and right here in Luke's Gospel, Jesus is doing the same thing. It must belong to our human nature. John's messengers have just left, and Jesus goes on talking about John to the crowds. You didn't come just to see something of nature, and you didn't come to see a court dandy in his finery. And then Jesus goes on to praise John, this great prophet, who was very outspoken, and even told Herod what was wrong and where he should change his life. So Jesus praises John the Baptist's unwavering fidelity to God and his single-minded dedication to his mission. John is the greatest person who has lived up to that point. And yet, John the Baptist was a bit perplexed about who Jesus was. And that perplexity is what Jesus is laying to rest by sending his messengers back to him, with the message to tell John exactly what they had seen, that the blind could see, that the lame were walking, that a new era had been entered into. So John the Baptist had been calling for social justice, social change, and Jesus was saying, something of that is happening now. Be on the lookout. You won't find it in fine clothes. You won't find it just in nature. You have to look to the way people are acting, and then you can make your decision.